USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he doesn't want to get ahead of an announcement by President Trump regarding Hong Kong.
Congress has now taken action since before the president. I won't get out in front of what he will do before too long. But suffice to say, I think the administration's policies have been pretty unambiguous in our support.
Pompeo was asked if the president plans to sign or veto the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. New acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf is talking about his priorities since taking over. Wolf joins Fox News and weighs in on the debate whether there's a new wall being built on our southern border or a replacement wall.
And I hear this fallacy that we're replacing wall, we're not building new wall. I would say if you're going to tear down a shack and you're going to build a 5-6-bedroom house, you don't call that a replacement shack. You call that a new house.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When your toaster takes 2, 3, and even 4 minutes to toast, it sucks out all the moisture. Even worse, it sucks out the flavor. Bye-bye, dry, tasteless toast. Toast that gets stuck. Toast that takes forever, which is especially frustrating in those hotel buffet lines. We've solved all these annoying problems. My brilliant team and I at Revolution Cooking just created the world's first high-speed smart toaster. Friends say, Kristen, you've started a revolution. With its sleek design and easy-to-use touchscreen, select your level of toastiness, hit start, and it quickly delivers toast that's crunchy outside, yet moist and incredibly flavorful inside. It's toast like you've never tasted before. The Revolution Toaster is so smart, it knows exactly how long to toast everything from bagels to frozen waffles. It's the perfect gift. Williams-Sonoma is even showcasing our toaster in their holiday catalog. See the speed. Taste the difference.
Go to StartTheRevolution.com. Type in promo code Radio1 to save 20% and get free shipping. That's StartTheRevolution.com and promo code Radio1. Join my revolution at StartTheRevolution.com.
President Trump is on the road again. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump will be holding a rally in Florida tonight. The so-called Keep America Great rally will be Trump's first major rally in South Florida since he changed his permanent residence from New York to the Sunshine State. The 7 p.m. Eastern Time rally at the BB&T Center in Sunrise, coming after a day of special guests, live music, and a voter registration drive.
A massive snowstorm has been hitting the state of Colorado, with some areas getting over a foot of snow. The state has issued blizzard warnings for most of the counties northeast and southeast of the Denver metro. Snowplows in Denver are out in full force. More than 400 flights to and from Denver International Airport were canceled on Tuesday. That storm is going to continue to move east, causing havoc across the Midwest as we head closer to Thanksgiving. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Devin Nunes is preparing to file 2 lawsuits against CNN and the Daily Beast. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has the details.
When Congress returns from the Thanksgiving holiday, the ranking member of the House Intel Committee, California Republican Devin Nunes, says he plans to file a lawsuit against CNN and the Daily Beast for reporting he was working with Ukrainian leaders to try to dig up dirt on Joe Biden. Nunes telling Fox it's the fake news story of the century. He says he will file 2 lawsuits, most likely in federal court.
The White House continues to work on a trade deal with China. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway joins Fox News to discuss the possibility of signing a trade deal.
Wants a deal, but President Trump always waits for the best deal. He could have had a deal last May. He left it on the table because he felt the Chinese changed the terms last moment. But we're getting really close, and that first phase is significant. But the president wants to do this in phases, in interim pieces, because it's such a large historic trade deal. But look what's already happened with Korea, through Chorus, what's already happened with Japan, and what's happened with China. China is buying chicken. China long ago agreed to start buying our beef and our pork. So all of that continues. But we feel that that deal is going to happen, and we continue to work arduously toward that.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook. Check us out as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.